You see, I got my combo shirt on.
I do. It is a very beautiful jersey.
Vice Friday.
And the Marlins. I got Vlad repping the Marlins as well. Unfortunately, I'm not up to date. I didn't get the memo because I'm a loser. But you know who's not a loser? Those Miami Marlins, baby.
Yep. And the Heat. We got a
twofer.
If the Panthers win tonight.
Uh-oh. That's free food for a while.
Clean sweep of South Florida.
You think about it, not only that, not only did the Heat win, so that's, you guys can use my code, Heat win for 50% off Papa John's. We also had two free throws missed, so that's free Chick-fil-A. If you get a free Chick-fil-A sandwich in the app every time somebody misses two free throws at a Heat game.
Oh, word?
Yes, sir. So that's two chicken sandwiches. And then now we need Huey Magoo's, baby.
We don't need to order from downstairs.
No, like, man. Now my team's balling like this. That's a full course meal.
I tell you what, the Heat have played two of the best games I've seen in a while.
Yes, yes, indeed they did. The Heat also victorious yesterday against Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks. Like Leroy said, better performance of the season. Unfortunately, they're putting together these performances. You can look at it one of two ways.
They're messing up the church's money.
Oh, hey, listen. Hey, the ping pong balls are slowly disappearing in front of me.
They're messing up the church's money when you're doing that.
It is rough, but I'm not surprised that the Miami Heat decided, let's just win because we want to win. That's just the type of franchise they are. Personally, I wish they would have tanked. But, you know, nothing we can do about it now. The Heat put together their third straight victory behind an excellent performance from Tyler Hero, some contributions from Davion Mitchell, Khalil Ware,
Pella.
It was a solid win. Alec Burks.
Hey,
it was really a lot.
Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
Do y'all watch these games like I do? Every time I see Khalil playing for a substantial amount of minutes and see his contributions, even though I see some.
Oh, you get pissed at Espo?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Because there are times where he looks a little lost, as do all rookies. But your franchise right now is not in a place to be playing games with young talent. Because, like I said before, I don't want this leading into next year. So, if you're going to take your bumps and bruises with all your young talent, is this not the year to do it? Here's an interesting concept. And I ain't saying it ain't happening. But here's an interesting concept. If a young player comes to your team that has talent, but he seems lost at times, isn't that why we coach him up?
That's why we coach him up.
Instead of sitting him?
Yep.
And now, I get it. How frustrating it is because you're so used to having a veteran team.
Yeah.
Times have changed. You got a whole bunch of young talent. You got to get them going.
Absolutely. And how many games are left in the season, Leroy? Do you know? Like what? Like 10?
Nine or ten.
9 games left in the season. And now we're seeing, you know, the payoff of the development of Khalil Ware. This could have happened midseason. This could have happened by All-Star break.
Right. If you, like, find a way to get through to him. That's what coaches do. I can't do it.
9 games.
Sometimes I can when I talk to young guys, whatever. But that, in effect, isn't that what your job is? Get the most out of your talent.
Now, if I'm Leroy and Tobin, I'm so upset right now. Now he's playing well in my rookie bet. Now the rookie bet wants to, you know, now the rookie bet.
Hey, what's that looking like? Yeah,
that's it's late. Over. Like, they could have
should have cashed out a long time.
Out a long time ago, but who knew Spo was gonna, you know, play her
sabotage the bet.
Yep.
I just think, you know, sometimes and look, it happens to all of us. Sometimes we get caught on how we do things. It's worked. And it's really hard to change something that has worked so long with how you do things, how you approach, you know, the season, but I would say what makes this team so unique is that this is the youngest Heat team that they've had in a very long time. Very long.
Bam Adebayo is OG.
Right. Your approach has to be different. You know, how you go about it has to be different. It's no different than, remember all those hard-ass coaches, you know, in the early 90s, and then when it got to the late 90s, and then the 2000s, and things start changing. Yeah. Oh, now we can't just, you do it because I say it. Some of these guys make 20, 30 million. You got to have a conversation with them. You got to motivate. You got to get them. And for some guys, that's not, you know, how you do things. But isn't that part of the job? That's part of the job, to figure out, how am I going to get across to this young talent to maximize what he can do for us?
Yeah, it is. It's instead been a journey.
Instead of, you're not doing your job, go to Sioux Falls.
Yeah, 2 fouls in 2 minutes, you're out of here.
Yeah. Yep. Like guys like Pella, I let him fall out.
What am I missing? Like, that's fine. I will say the biggest story in sports, in South Florida sports yesterday.
I see, that's where, wait. At no point in time did any of my conversations suggest that I know more than Spo. But I did say this. Isn't it the coaches and the organization's job, when you draft talent, to find a way to get the most out of them?
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
Now, yesterday's top story in South Florida sports, of course, Jessica, no longer employed by the
Hey.
Oh, man.
Hey, wait. Vlad.
What are we doing?
Why was new Jessica giving you googly eyes?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even see that picture.
No, man, I didn't see that picture. Heartbroken. I was, Jessica wasn't there.
Dude. Like, come on. Third inning.
You like, yeah.
It's time. I said it's time.
It's time. It was empty, as usual.
As usual. So I knew it was the spot. I know the spot. It's right next to the team store. It's right there. Boom. I walked in.
Almost looks like you entering a bathroom.
Right. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, wait a minute. Is there more restaurants now? Like, I just remember it was just like that bar, you know, and maybe another food spot. But it was like, there's
more stuff now?
Yeah, there's like more stuff. So I'm like, oh, okay. Man. I'm walking.
You got kind of lost.
Yeah, and I'm walking. I'm like, but then that section was there. And I'm like, there it is.
Yeah.
And then I walked in and no Jessica.
No Jessica, dude. No Jessica.
It was like more of a
really
Janine.
Heartbreaking.
It was like more of a Janine, but no Jessica.
What's crazy is like your Marlins are probably down at that time.
And they were at that time.
Everything
went. I was like, oh my God. But Jessica was in there. But it was a great atmosphere, great crowd yesterday.
Had a nice crowd.
Yeah, 31,000. It was 31,000.
Nice. Was it 31,000 leaning towards the Pirates or was it
No, it was 31,000 leaning towards the Marlins. It was,
I love that.
Yeah,
I love
it was,
that.
There was there were Pirates
that's,
fans.
That's a good crowd for a team that nobody knows.
Oh, it was great, man. Nobody knows. That's why when they when we interviewed Clayton McCullough, he was like, he looked so happy that he saw that many media people like wanting to interview. I don't think they got that much coverage probably during spring training. So the fact that they won that game and it was a come from behind victory, it was great.
Oh, they said Dan Marino first pitch.
All right. So we all know Joe Rosario.
Okay, break it down for us, Vlad. Break it down.
I have video. I'm going to send it to J-Fig. And then J-Fig, yes, I have video. I wanted to record this.
Nice.
Poor Joe Rose hardly got a mention at all. Yeah.
Our boy. That's messed up.
The announcer, it was all about Dan. It was all about Dan. They showed Dan's highlights and everything. And obviously the first touchdown, which was caught by Joe Rose, right? There's no denying, behind home plate, up in the press box, you could spot Joe Rose's big head from a mile away. No doubt about it. Didn't have to wear an 80 jersey. I knew it was him. Joe didn't get a chance. You could tell. to blacken the hair. There was no, the grays were there. It was all salt and pepper. He didn't get a chance to, the shoe shine was not on the head. Dan threw a pitch. It was a good pitch. Now, Joe can't bend. Pause. He can't get in a catcher stand, so he had to stand. Pitch was inside.
All right, pitch was inside.
Joe had to move his feet.
No, it went. He had to move his feet, but his hand had to go. Yeah. His hand had to go, you know. So the batter was batting righty.
Did he throw the heater?
For what Dan could throw at that age, it was a heater.
Okay.
It was a good, good pitch, but solid. Inside. It was inside.
Okay.
That's solid. I'll take that. I've seen worse.
No, it was no 50 cent. No, Dan. Exactly. No, Dan got it there. Joe did a good job of catching, as always. He's a receiver, so good jam. But, great job. Great job by everyone involved.
Look, it was a historic day for the Marlins. Not only was it the first walk-off of the season, it was the first opening day walk-off in Marlins history. It was a day of broken streaks because the Marlins had lost seven previous opening day matchups. They had lost seven in a row to the Pirates.
Not to mention they faced their ace.
Yeah, absolutely. They had Skeens out there. I mean, we had our guy, Sandy.
Sandy was good. Sandy was great. Seven strikeouts, his first start after missing last season with the injury. Obviously, his control wasn't there, but Sandy was good. It was a good pitching matchup. Beautiful day. It was good. Hopefully, these guys can continue to win, start building some momentum. But,
Now, here's where we are with the Marlins. I'm going to say this. And right off the top of your head, nobody's going to be able to answer this. Who's the second pitcher on that staff?
Woo!
Usually we could go two, three deep on any roster, right?
Yeah. Now, I'd say Yuri. Like, I know Yuri's not healthy.
And here's the kicker behind all of this. Not knowing damn near any of the players will not stop me from turning on the Marlins game. Will not stop me from watching baseball. Especially when I see the kind of grit that they showed me on the first game. So now I'm interested, right? Yeah. I don't know any names other than Sandy. But I do see they're feisty.
Right? Oh, that's it. That's all we were talking about. Little feisty, gritty, gutty team. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yeah. That's the one that
you know what it sounds like? We should nickname them the Intangible Marlins.
Not because
we don't know anybody.
Because they're really intangible. Like, they're really.
We don't know. Like, who's first base? That dude.
You know him.
Okay. Here's another. What position did the guy who hit the walk-off play?
Infield.
See what I'm saying?
Right. He plays the infield.
Safe. No, that's it.
That's a safe answer.
To the Marlins.
Yeah.
I need to pay attention a little bit more. It looked like we got, a couple of dogs on the team. Now, in years past, that would have ended up being 6-2.
Well, can I just say the guy who hit the game winner, not necessarily a dog. He did start the game with two strikeouts.
Well, that's Paul Skeens.
Of course. But even in spring training, I think he was batting 175.
But he had a good eye. He had a good eye.
Oh, yeah, they did. They did say that.
No, we asked him that. We asked him that.
Hey, dude batted 175.
But he got a lot of walks in spring training.
He was working on some stuff.
Got a good eye.
Yeah, we're going to hear from some of the Marlins a little later on in the show as well. We're going to hear from some of the Heat players. Vlad was boots on the ground, so we got to get some of that sound. We can't have them out there going there for nothing.
We had our first game going overtime.
Yeah.
Oh, in college basketball? No, it was the second game.
Was it?
Yeah, Maryland went overtime last week.
Oh,
I thought they won at the buzzer. Or was that buzzer in overtime?
No. I think the first game overtime was last night.
Really? Okay.
I had a couple of buzzer beaters.
Got you.
But I could be wrong, but I'm pretty close.
Yeah, I believe it was. I believe it was the first overtime action. And man, was that a heartbreaker for them.
Oh, for the Razorbacks, they had 16-point lead.
16-point lead. That's rough. Speaking of Maryland, did you guys hear that guy, the one who hit the game winner, the buzzer beater, Derek Queen, I believe?
Yeah, what about
Yeah, he got a NIL with Derek
Queen. Dairy Queen.
That makes sense.
That's amazing.
And he looks like he's had some Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's my kind of, hey, no, he said it. He said it, not you. You're good.
I said it. You didn't say it. Hey, and by the way, today's Friday. You could
Let me tell y'all something.
Can't shame on Fridays.
Let me tell you something about friends.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm watching the Heat game. And lo and behold, here comes the text.
As
you know it was coming. Woo! It's got to be hard for Leroy today watching George Niang play.
Niang is Leroy's kryptonite. That is the most bad-bodied player.
And then it don't help none when the announcers say, you got to attack George Niang. He can't move his feet. And I'm like, I wonder why. Okay. Okay. I said that inside.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't say it outside because might have been a violation. Right. I'm sitting there watching TV going, watching them run up. Nope. Everybody looking at me, why are you shaking your head? Nope. Not today.
Look at that. Jay Figg's already in the chat trying to get you caught up. Today on the show, we also have Doug Plagans, who's going to be joining us. He'll be joining us in the 12 o'clock hour. We get to talk some hockey with the voice of the Florida Panthers, potentially eyeing a Brad Marchand debut today for the Florida Panthers.
I hope so. Hey, you know, nobody's going to score when all them guys come back, right?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? Who's not going to score?
Only one puck.
Team.
Marchand, then when
Chucky?
When Tkachuk comes back.
Yeah.
Tkachuk has some of the brutalest injuries in hockey.
Yeah,
well, the sternum. Last couple of years.
The man plays a brutal sport.
He broke his sternum.
Yeah.
And now.
Groin.
Groin is the worst, dude.
Yeah,
groin, I would tell you this. Serious muscular injuries are sometimes worse than a broken bone because while you think there's a timeline, there really isn't because you could get up from your chair and re-aggravate.
These headlines were brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. When we come back, 15 minutes of heat as we discuss the third straight victory in a row for your Miami Heat. We'll hear from some of the players and the coach himself when we come back. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is 15 minutes of heat here, 15 minutes of heat. As always, is brought to you by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida, get the star treatment because we want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Yesterday, your Miami Heat took the court and were able to come out victorious against the Atlanta Hawks, although things did not start necessarily too great for your Heat. Throughout the second and third quarters, they put together a run, I believe beginning that third quarter on an 18-0 run, which eventually was stretched over to a 20-0 run with a couple free throws from Khalil Ware. A lot of action tonight from our boy Tyler Hero, who put up 36 points and did everything that we needed him to do, to be honest, in regards to, like, you need him to start fast.
How many did Bam have?
You know what? I don't even remember him having too much of a impact. Or on
just look at in
12 and points.
I believe this.
Yeah.
In order for this Heat team to be competitive both now and in the future. Okay. Yes. You have to be able to get at least 60 from your three guys.
Yes.
And if you see if you see games in which they've done that, they've been really competitive.
Yep. If you combine the three scores from Bam, Tyler and Andrew Wiggins, 36 from Tyler, 16 from Andrew Wiggins, and 12 from Bam Adebayo. Quick math, Leroy, how much is that?
12, 16 is 28 and
64. So that's the sweet spot right there that you want. 122 points. The Heat have been known to struggle to get to 120 points. So you know it's a good output if they're able to get that.
Well, when you just watch it, it's okay if the other two don't have 20-25 if somebody's hot and you feeding him.
Yeah, for sure.
Tyler had it going, so you feed him. So he gonna have that 35 plus game. Wiggins had it the other night, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Bam is a guy that he does a lot of things, and depending on who's on him, the other night he cooked.
Yeah.
So 100%. but that consistency right there is what is going to help them win games in the future. Now, all the other guys, what Kalel does, what Duncan does, what Davion does, what Burke does, what those guys do is, you know, that's what you call, our bench points or what have you. But if I can get, you know, 60 out of my three stars, you are now able to compete with anybody. And if you look at the games where they've struggled, all those guys haven't scored in the teens, right? Like, no. Go look around the league. Go look around. Go look at Luka, LeBron, and who's the intangible?
Austin Reeves.
Austin Reeves. Right?
Yeah.
So when you have that.
I love that. Who's the intangible?
Right.
Right now, Austin Reeves is king intangible, though.
Right. But so, I mean, I don't think I'm off in saying that just from watching basketball and seeing how guys, you know, win.
Yeah.
You know, how many times we see a guy score 50 and nobody else score at all and they don't win?
Yeah, it's usually a sign of a bad team for sure.
Right. So I like the way they're doing two things.
Yeah.
Everybody is hitting the stat sheet, and they're feeding the hot hand. And so whoever that hot hand was, it has been Bam, it has been Wiggins, and it's been Tyler. Right?
Yeah, as it should be.
Right. And I think what they're starting to do is identify that and feed the guy. I mean, what was it last game? How many times did they say, Bam's cooking this dude against the Warriors? Bam's cooking Green. Bam, Let's go.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it is, right? Find the mismatch and that guy gotta come through. They're doing a better job of that now than they were earlier in the season when you're trying to figure out who's doing what.
Yeah. Now, we got to hear from a few of the members of the Heat yesterday who have been echoing sentiments of Eric Spoelstra for the past couple weeks. Past couple weeks, ad nauseum, we would hear Eric Spoelstra assure us after every loss that good things are happening here. Great things are happening here. And it would piss us off more than anything because it's like, all right, buddy, like we just lost our 10th in a row. What do you mean good things are happening here? But apparently
things are happening. They just wasn't happening long enough because the game is 48 minutes. Absolutely. And y'all were doing it for 35.
Let's hear from the head man himself. Eric Spoelstra talked about yesterday's win, but he said that the process started gaining traction 3 to 4 weeks ago. This is the Heat head coach.
Well, yeah, like I said before the game, the process really, we started to see it, you know, gaining traction, you know, 3-4 weeks ago. Yes, we had to conquer some demons in the fourth quarter. But you take those first three quarters, that offense was, that's the vision of where we wanted this thing going. It's not going to be all perfect, you know, we're trying to put this thing together in a short period of time. And with some of the injuries and Wiggs being out, like, and we're not making that as an excuse, it's just that that's kind of the reality. Some of these things take time, but we're seeing tremendous progress with our offense. And it's not just based on the result of the wins the last, you know, three games. Our fourth guard offense was better, you know, tonight, but the process was better. You know, the last two games, it was better even before that. You know, the Houston game, I saw, like, a better process. There was pain from the loss, but the process was better. And you keep on doing it and doing it consistently, then eventually, hopefully, the karma, you know, changes.
Karma.
Basketball there's karma. No, karma of the game.
There's no dude.
Oh, there's karma, dude.
Can I just tell you something?
I'm ready for our frozen envelope karma.
As long as I've been in sports in my life, I've come to this conclusion.
Yeah.
You're not owed anything. I don't care about juju, karma, or whatever. Mm. You can do everything right and still lose.
Well, I mean, those
are the breaks. You got to keep at it. You got to keep identifying where it went wrong, and you got to fight through it. I will say this. They've all told the same line, but the way they've played on the floor would reflect that they're still fighting through this. They're still willing to put the effort in to win. There's no guarantee you're going to win. Like, I say this all the time with guys in the draft, with guys getting drafted and stuff like that. You can make the right decision and it not work out. And I don't know why people think just because you think you did right, that that's going to yield the best results. You can do the right, like, listen, I use Deshaun Watson as an example. The Cleveland Browns weren't the only team willing to throw a boatload of money at Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
They were not.
Yeah, the Miami Dolphins were.
And that's why that's why Cleveland had to come over the top with it.
Yeah.
Which at the time.
Thank God they did.
Which at the time, if you want the guy, whatever I say, if you want the guy with a couple of extra million, right? Now it didn't work out. So are we going to then come back and say they always make bad decisions? Okay, they just made the right decision because they wanted the guy, they paid for him, and it didn't work out. So, like, yeah, you can do everything right on a basketball court. You can do everything right. How many times you hear a pitcher say, I threw a good pitch, and he hit it 400 feet. I can't do it. Like, yeah. My location was good. Everything was great. I changed the speed on it, and he timed that thing up and hit it 400. So, like, yeah, we need to get over the thing of just not even in sports. Like, everybody thinks, oh, if I work my butt off, I'm going to be successful, or I'm going to get what I want, or I'm going to have this the job that I want. There's so many people in life that have had success in other areas other than what they were planning for their whole life. So just because, hey, we got good habits, we're doing things right, that doesn't guarantee you a win. And so I get what he's saying, but I don't buy into the karma thing. Like, karma, no. Like, there's teams that do a lot of things well and can't find a way to win. That's what played.
I mean, that was us. That was us for a while.
Yeah. So, like, I'm glad to see it turning around. They are playing. It almost looks like they're playing better together. They got a better feel for who likes what, right? You got a couple of guys that on the defensive end are just unbelievable. I love the fact that they put Davion Mitchell. Then they had Wiggins. Then they had Bam. One time they had Kalel on Trae Young.
Yeah.
Right? For sure. Wait. And guess what? If he shoot it from the logo and make three threes in a row, there ain't nothing you can do about that.
Nope.
That ain't karma. That ain't nothing. You doing everything right and dude just making 35-foot threes, so be it. And that's the thing about sports.
Well, it wasn't enough yesterday for the Hawks. Spoelstra just mentioned that this process started gaining traction 3 to 4 weeks ago. Bam Adebayo, who has also been, you know, pretty positive during that losing streak, kind of mentioned the same thing. This is him talking about how they didn't let go of the rope, and now they are streaking.
You know, we didn't let go of the rope. You know, we've been preaching that, you know, since we've been on that 10-game losing streak. Like I said, you never know what can happen. We didn't let go. Now we're streaking.
I don't know if I can say streaking after three games, but, you know, I get it.
Hey.
I get it. Just staying positive.
Listen, the one thing you can say about Bam, Spo, everybody in that organization, the message has been consistent. So I'm going to give them credit for anything that they say about the process without really fully understanding what the process was. I'm going to give them credit for that simply because they have been consistent with the message from the first loss through the 10th loss. And that in itself is something to be something to celebrate, because how many teams and how many players and how many athletes do you know would stay that consistent with the message?
Not me. I said Spo was washed. immediately, first chance I had, like, to hop off the bandwagon, I did.
Yeah, it
was like, not looking pretty.
And no, it wasn't. Not at all. But again, say this. I've been on a team that was 3-13. And I'm going to tell you, the messages coming out of that locker room were not the same as what was coming out of the Heat locker room. Our coach got fired.
Yeah.
And his last comments were, and I remember them well because I was a rookie.
Yeah.
He said, Bud Carson.
Mm-hmm.
Stood up on the little thing right after another loss. He said, man, there's been rumors about me getting fired, rumors about me losing my job, rumors about the organization needing to move on from me. And he said, I'm going to tell you this. If I'm getting fired, I'm taking some of you sons of bitches with me. Lie. Let me tell you something. And all eyeballs went.
Bam.
Well, that's because they had power back then. Not now. Coach can't say that now. They'll laugh at him.
Nope. In fact, somebody on social media be kicking rocks down the street.
You see?
So, like, one of the things that I should be celebrated about this organization is how it's very hard in an organization to have one message. Right? Regardless of how bleak it looks. They have always been this. And in the end, this will pay dividends both when things are going great and when you hit a bump in the road. You know?
Well, so, we got We got a win from the Marlins. We got a win from the Heat. And now we're looking forward to a potential win. Fourth longest winning streak in the NBA. That's a crazy stat.
No, no. Come on. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me say this. If anybody else would have said that,
yeah,
I would have been like, oh, okay, let's go. Smeathan, as long as you've been with us,
yeah,
your ass ain't never said nothing positive. So how the hell are we supposed to take that spot? Like, yeah, we supposed to take that as a positive? You ain't never said nothing positive. Yeah. Now all of a sudden you say that, and we just went, oh, four long streak. You fell for it. Where's the punchline, Smeathan? Where's the punchline? It's coming. Where is it?
He's going to go from fourth largest win streak in the NBA to fourth largest waistband in the NBA. I know it's going to be something.
Wait, me? Oh, wow. Wait a minute. Wait.
For
me?
Witcher.
Me?
Wow.
Hey.
Schmeeken's taking personal shots early.
Yeah. What did I say? If I have the longest streak, I'm chasing you, buddy. I'm chasing you. Because you in the Hall of Fame.
We come back. We're going to talk a little bit of Florida Panthers as we follow them on the road to repeat. That and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show. And Leroy Show. This is Road to Repeat, which, of course, is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of your
Florida Panthers.
That is right. And your Florida Panthers will be back in action today. That is right. You can catch the coverage right here on 560 QAM. We'll actually be speaking to voice of the Florida Panthers, Doug Plagans, in the 12 o'clock hour. He will give us all the latest on Brad Marchand, tell us how Matthew Tkachuk is healing up, and how these Florida Panthers will attack the remaining games in their season. So look forward to hearing from him. We will also get a standings update to see how everything's looking within our division. And all things Florida Panthers, make sure you stick around. That's going to be, again, in the 12 o'clock hour. Leroy, is this the first? No, I was going to say, is this the first season? I don't think you've gone to a game this season, have you? I know I haven't, unfortunately.
The Panthers?
Yeah.
No, I haven't gone.
Vlad, you been to a game this season?
Of course, I go to every game. Well, not every game. Let me stop.
I was just saying, I thought you usually produce them.
I'm usually producing, but yes, I've been to many games. I probably won't be to any game until the postseason starts.
Yeah, it's fair. That is fair. There's not too many. Just like the Miami Heat, their schedules usually run similar. I know they only got a couple games left in the hockey season. Hey,
they got the same amount of games left.
Nine as well?
I think they got 9 or 10. They're right around the same, you know.
Well,
I know the hockey postseason lasts forever.
Well, yeah, that's because the Panthers usually go farther.
And they also do a lot of game sevens.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a lot of game sevens for sure. After this matchup against the Utah Hockey Club, we got a back-to-back against the – well, no, because there's a day in between, but – the Canadiens will have a home and away against them.
Bless you.
So, thank you. Bless you, good sir. I know we had a couple days off, but the Panthers are about to be back in action, ramping it up. Get a lot of games in a short amount of time. So, they're aiming for their 7th straight home win. So, you know, maybe we'll get it done against the Utah Ukuleles.
Been giving up a lot of goals lately.
Stop.
It's going to work.
It's not.
Right, they've been getting up a lot more goals than we're accustomed to seeing.
Yeah, for sure.
The last couple of weeks.
I mean,
yeah,
their defense has been
focused.
Yeah, he's been focused, but the defense is still.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Get healthy, and hopefully, you know, you get a guy back from his suspension in another month or so.
Yeah, exactly.
He got less. How many games does he serve so far? He's like halfway,
like,
right?
Six. Like, well, hold on.
He's got like 19 games.
He's still got like 19 games left.
No, he doesn't.
No, maybe left.
It's quite some time. Ekblad suspension. It wasn't a short one. It definitely wasn't a short one.
It was 20 games.
Okay.
20 games. So he's, you know.
Yeah, you know, he's coming back. He'll be back. He'll be back.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. So
2 weeks ago. So he's got like 11. Now, question.
Yeah.
Does, when the postseason start, do those games count, or do it only count regular season games?
No, I looked that up. Postseason games do count.
Okay. So
yeah.
So he'll be back at some point during the playoffs. Do they do like football and let him practice like?
Like bring him on slowly, or like you can't participate in team drills or something.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's a good question. Maybe we'll ask Doug when he comes on. He can give us more information on that. You know.
Yeah,
so
when he got suspended, they played 64 games. So how many games so far?
They had 18 left. So he's out.
And so first two games of the playoffs. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's good. That's easy work.
No, but I'm saying, can he start practicing before then? That seems like be crazy to come back just cold turkey.
Vlad, don't kill yourself trying to find that answer. He does this thing with hockey where he just asks. I don't like,
know.
Layers,
I don't
layers
know. I don't know.
Wait. Am I the only one that's curious about that?
No, yes. You know, that's a good question. They may be Leroy. I'm going to check it. You know why? Because that's a damn good hockey question. And I know those guys want to help you. So I'm going to look into that.
It's a great question.
I appreciate it.
Keep it to yourself, it to yourself next time.
Instead of people just ridiculing and mocking me for wanting to expand my hockey knowledge.
Yeah. Well, we have an action-packed show ahead. Our Tua when we come back on the program.